the fight within me. It's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. It's a real battle inside of me. It's a battle between two laws, the law of the flesh and the law of the spirit.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Halleck. I'm your host with Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, I am so excited about this message. This is the second half of your message called No Condemnation in one of the greatest chapters of the Bible, Romans chapter 8. You know, I spoke to a lady not long ago who was struggling under the weight of guilt because her daughter was sick for so long, and she was sure that, you know, God forgave her, but she couldn't forgive herself. And she was sure that some things that she had done in her past, that God was taking it out on her daughter. And I could see her crippled under the condemnation. And this passage really gets at the heart of that, doesn't it?
It really does. And Joshua, your friend is not an exception. In fact, I would say your friend is the norm. So many people have been brought up with an understanding of good and bad, but not grace and not your position in Jesus Christ. And when you finally realize that God is not condemning you when you are in Christ, here's what starts to happen. You stop condemning yourself.
Mm.
You stop focusing on condemning others, and you stop letting the enemy condemn you. And so, but it starts with understanding that in Jesus Christ, I am no longer, not even a hint, not even a trace, not a shadow of condemnation is upon my life because what Jesus has done for
me. That's so
powerful. It is liberating.
Why is condemnation so bad?
Condemnation is, it's the baggage we carry over from our own life. The truth is we are severely condemned without Jesus. But sometimes we take that condemnation mentality into Jesus. So without Jesus, we are desperately, irrevocably condemned. But in Jesus, the burden of condemnation has been lifted. He shields us. He has become our righteousness. Mm. This is one of the most powerful lessons in the Christian life.
Yeah, so really, I mean, it's all about Christ.
It's about
unpacking
Christ.
The beauty and power of him. And the result and the consequence is that you understand that I have no condemnation.
Yeah,
I'm new in Christ. What a powerful way to live. You cannot live the Christian life if you do not understand this about Jesus and about the life he gives you. Pastor Mark, thank you. We want to get right into this message. It is so good. It's called No Condemnation. This is the second part in Romans chapter 8.
I flew in and out of Nashville on Thursday because I had to do a webinar and a podcast there. So I got on a plane at O'Hare Airport, and I got into this big, monstrous, mechanical instrument with two wings on it with several hundred people and some engine roars and went down a runway, and the laws of gravity were pulling us down. They were saying, no, you can't fly, stay down. But suddenly there are some laws that overcame the laws of gravity, the laws of thrust, the laws of lift, the laws of aerodynamics, that suddenly with wings and thrust and lift, we began to take off, and this big heavy plane is flying in the air, and I'm looking out a window thousands of feet in the air, defying the laws of gravity. The laws of aerodynamic have overcome the laws of gravity. We shouldn't be able to fly, but there's a law that overcame the law of gravity. This is exactly what the Bible is telling us, that there's a law of sin and death that keeps you condemned. A law of sin and death that says you cannot be right before God. A law of sin and death that says you will sin and you will die. But Jesus introduced another law. It's called the law of the Spirit. And the law of the Spirit has overcome the law of sin and death, so that now, even though we should be condemned, we're not. Even though we should be subject to sin, we're not. Even though we should be slaves, we are free, because the law of the Spirit has overcome the law of sin and death. We've felt it. You felt the tug of both the flesh and the spirit inside of you. You may not call it that. You say, I'm struggling. But all of us have felt the desire to do good, and the good that we want to do, we don't end up doing, and the bad that we don't want to do, we end up doing. Hello, how many of you know that? How many have felt that? That's exactly what the Apostle Paul says in the previous chapter in Romans chapter 7, verse 21 and 25. He says, "So I find to be a law that even when I want to do what's right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law." It's the law of sin and death. "That's at war within, it's at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin, which dwells within my members." So the Apostle Paul, this great man of God, the Apostle Paul says, "I struggle.